You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always with the co-host, Tabby.
Michael.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
I have a surprise for you.
I'm listening.
So I was able to scoop up this message we got on Instagram before you saw it.
Okay.
Because it's a crapshoot who you're talking to on Instagram. It could be either one of us. But I happened to grab this one, and I'm glad I did. And I wanted to spring it on you with no real
warning.
Warning, yeah.
Okay, please, let me
Hey, best friends. Diehard fan here, and I heard on the latest episode that Mike said he'd be pissed if you poop emoji his bed and would want a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the episode, so your ass gets a disease and travels the river butthole inside of you, when Mike says he'd buy a bed with a stain on it. The more expensive the bed, the better. Sounds like something doesn't add up. Hope you don't mind me calling this out, Mike. I still love you. Signed, 35F.
Oh, a lady.
Hmm. Michael, you've been called out on your shenanigans. And luckily, it wasn't just me.
So, I'm being held to a shitty standard.
You did say you would buy a bed with a stain on it.
I would buy a bed with a stain on it. But I will not sleep in a bed with guaranteed 100% shit stains on it. From a colleague, I'll say. From you.
Okay, but okay. So what if the situation was like, I had a bed that got shitted up.
A really, really good bed.
A really, really, really good bed. It's Tempur-Pedic.
Ooh. Oh.
And
my lumbar.
That's my Achilles heel. And it got shitted up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I Stanley steamered it.
Okay.
And then I said to you, listen, it's been completely cleaned. It's been everything, but it still has the remnant stain of what took place on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to buy it from me?
I'm getting a deep discount, and yes, I'd buy it from you.
All right, then. So then, I think, thanks to this listener, you've been disproven.
No.
You would keep the shitty bed.
You would get me a new bed.
You don't need a new bed, because look, you would buy a shitted up bed already. So
would you pay to have it professionally cleaned?
I said I would. I said we would Stanley steamer it, and then you said, and I quote, you can't deep clean shit out of a mattress.
I don't believe I said that.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
No, it sounds exactly like me.
So, you were adamant that there was no other alternative in that situation except to get a new bed. But here we are where you would purchase a shitted up bed.
You know what it's like? Okay, and this kind of leads into my question for you.
Oh, good.
It's like if someone gets murdered in a house.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, leads into the question. Someone gets murdered in a house, and I'm there, nothing's going to make me want to stay there. If they
really?
Get murdered, and then I move into the house, I'm fine.
Wait. Oh, so you mean, like, if you were already living in the house and someone got murdered in it, you'd have an issue with it. But if they had already, if it was
exactly.
a pre-murder.
Yeah, like, I go there, and they said, we had to tell you, somebody got stabbed right there and died. And we, oh, that sucks.
Okay. Yeah, because I was told at a garage sale that someone killed themselves at my house. A garage sale down the street from me.
Did you buy anything?
Yeah. I did.
Thanks for the information. Can I haggle you on this coffee pot?
But a nice little side table from him.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, he told me the story as if it was, like, really going to ruin my life.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know what happened in that house, right? And I was like, no. He was like, yeah, somebody killed himself there. First guy who ever bought the house killed himself there.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty heavy.
I know. Imagine this at a garage sale. It's sunny. It's a Saturday.
All right. So, my question that this leads into. You're a serial killer.
Okay.
Okay. You're obviously Tabby.
Right.
Killing people.
Uh-huh.
One, who are you killing? Like, what would you kill? Whom would you kill? Two, what would be your MO? And three, any calling cards? Like, what's your thing?
Calling cards. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I think if I can, I wouldn't be like the kill bad people guy.
Oh.
I think I'd kill the best people I could find.
Really?
Yes.
Take out like the angels of the earth.
Yes.
Oh.
Like your popes, your, I don't know, your people who just donate randomly. The people who go to Walmart
like
and pay off all of all of the layaways for Christmas,
uh-huh,
I'll kill that person.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, people who, like, pay people's college tuitions and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's the motive?
I don't know. Jealousy, probably?
Jealousy.
Yeah. Because they're getting love. Organic love. Oh. Unadulterated love. And I have to snuff it out.
Uh-huh.
And I'll do it.
I see.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And your calling card would be?
Oof. That's a good one. My calling card would be probably, I'd probably just carve hate, the word hate, in their, like, abdomen.
I mean, it sounds about right.
Yes. Yes.
It's very, what's the Black Swan or whatever that movie is?
The movie with the chick from
I think I'm getting a lot of things mixed up. Yeah.
Okay, you got it right.
It is? That's the one?
Yeah. Well, she, her, and I think Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Okay. Well, it's based on a true murder, oh, isn't it?
Is it a murder?
Okay, you know what? I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
Okay. Are you thinking like Black Dahlia?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
What's the Black Swan?
I think it's a ballerina movie.
No, they kill.
Do they kill?
I think.
Are they like assassins?
I don't know.
I never saw them. Okay.
It's so wrong, probably.
Could've so probably wrong. It's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie. It's not. Well...
I'm proud of that you knew who was in it, at least.
Yeah, I mean, you said both of the names. I could have said yes to anything, but...
That's true.
I do know it was the two of them.
Okay.
So
who are you... Who is Tabby killing?
I'd probably take out a bunch of just men. But, like, shitty men, like politician men, and...
Oh, okay.
Probably grab a bunch of, like, child molesters, and damn, just, like, people, okay, who are, like, in the area who were allowed back into society.
Okay, so after they paid their debt to society.
Yeah, if you were, like, if you were diddling kids under a certain age, uh-huh, I'm just gonna literally kill you. What? And then what I'll, my MO, uh-huh, would be, I'll leave an episode of It's Always Sunny playing.
Okay.
You know, and everywhere I go.
Hmm.
You know, they'll catch me quick when I do that.
You sat down and watched the episode. You're still there.
Like, Frank just gets me.
Yeah.
Frank just gets me.
Aw.
Yeah, so that's what I'm taking out. I'm taking them out in hordes, big numbers, abundant.
I'd just like to point out that you just said men at first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you kind of expanded, but mm-hmm, men was, yeah, your target.
Specifically white men.
Oh, white?
White men.
White men.
They, ugh, seem to be the... The predator. Oh, no, yeah, the prey.
Yeah,
I'm the predator.
They've been hot for a while, but I think it's cooling down now.
It's about that time.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what our demographic is. So let's tread easy.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the resume?
Let's get it done.
All right, let's do this.
We're going to hear some backlash from that.
I don't think so. Probably. Okay. Hey, YNBF. Some guy came into my job today and returned pants. Had a receipt and didn't seem shady, so I just took it back. Once he left, I checked the pockets and found a wad of cash in the back pocket.
Mm.
I have a real devil and angel situation. Can you guys be my tiebreaker? Thanks in advance.
Thank you for the submission.
Thank you for your submission.
Rather than be a tiebreaker, how about we just be the devil and angel?
Okay.
Which one do you want?
I'll take the angel.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, it just seems fitting.
What the fuck does that mean? Okay.
So are you going to tell me that you would return? You know what? Let's let ourselves suss out who's the devil and the angel.
Okay.
Would you return the cash?
No.
Okay, then. So you're the devil. Boom. There we go. Settled. Done.
Would you? You have all the information because you did the return.
Yeah.
Are you looking this person up?
No.
That's what I thought. Two devils.
It depends on how much money it is, though.
A wad?
Is there a certain amount of money where you say, like, this is too much, they're going to notice, and, like, I should just do it before they come to me?
I
feel like there is a certain amount.
What's your number? Because my number that I feel like it's almost a setup is
right,
probably about...
Right, that would be what I would... Like, that actually, that would probably be the first thing I thought,
mm-hmm,
was that the company set me up to see if I would return the money.
Yeah.
I would say under $100, I'd probably keep it. Anything, uh-huh, more than that, I would think it was like a big setup.
See, what you do is you take the money,
mm-hmm,
you wrap it up, put it in an envelope, put, yep, like like, oh, in pants from customer, blah, 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 mm-hmm. put it in the drawer behind you, and then just leave it there for a few days.
Maybe. Yeah, you put it underneath notebooks and yep. shit nobody's looking at.
Exactly. If they come back, it's like, oh, yeah, it's been in the drawer. I don't know where you guys have been doing. But if nobody comes out after, like, a week or something, mm-hmm. boom, it's in your pocket.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listener.
No, okay, so... So how much would you just not take it at all? Like, if it was 1,000?
If, probably over 100.
Okay, so I'm like a well-dressed a man came back... Because at first, I just assumed it was like Walmart or something. But mm-hmm. if it was like... I don't know. What's a fancy store? I don't know a fancy store.
Big and Tall?
Okay, so we're not good at this. I mean, you could have said like Nordstrom or something. You said Big and Tall, which isn't even the name of a store. Just a description of a person.
It's not a store?
It's... No.
What's the name of the store?
It's called Casual Mail. XL.
But they're dope. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I worked there. The tagline is just Big and Tall? A shrug?
What's the tagline?
What's the tagline? The tagline of Casual Mail?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know the Men's Warehouse it's one, big, but that doesn't help.
Is it Big and Tall? Something is Big and Tall.
I don't think they're drawing attention to the Big and Tall.
They are. There's a whole brand about it. I'm telling you.
That's... Okay. And so, it's not fancy. That was the whole point.
I thought that's where bigger men went to get tuxes.
Tuxes?
Yeah. Only. That's all they sell.
Men's Warehouse has tuxes.
I don't... But I'm just saying that's their competition. I'm just saying I thought that the Big and Tall store
uh-huh.
sold tuxes for big and tall men. Can't be short and big when you walk in there.
You can be short and big. I've worked there. You can be short.
That's a Casual Mail. We don't know.
No, it was a Big and Tall store, but they didn't like to drag out the name Big and Tall. Did you know that they didn't use fat people in the catalogs because fat guys don't want to see fat people wear fat clothes?
Really?
Yeah.
They want to see skinny guys wear
big... Skinnier guys, because they want to see what they dream to be versus what, like, the buttons all popping off and stuff like that.
So these were, like, cabbage core type of guys, right? Like... I mean, not cabbage. Cotton. No, cabin.
Oh my.
I'm getting cottage core.
Cottage
and
core?
And cabin. Yeah.
The oxy's really kicking in right now, I think.
It's the Red Bull.
Okay. So.
So, because I'm thinking like a guy in like a plaid shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like a he's a thicker guy. He's not, you'd never call him fat.
You'd never call him fat, but he was thicker.
Right? Is that who was in the catalogs?
Yes.
Like, he looks like he works, like, as, like, a tree logger.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's who I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they want to see.
Yes.
That's what they aspire to be.
Yes. And there's actually meetings about why aren't there fatter people on the catalogs.
How often were those meetings?
Once a year. Because everybody keeps asking, even the customers, like, why aren't there bigger guys? Because I want to see how it looks on me.
Uh-huh.
Like, you really don't want to see what it looks like on you. Yeah, you're kind of right. Kind of right.
So they're just supposed to come in, try it on, be upset, and buy it anyway.
Yes, because they have no options.
Right.
They're big and tall. What do you want from them?
That's a great store.
So name a fancy store, please. Mail store.
A fancy mail store.
Yeah.
Armani Exchange.
Ooh. Bring out the big guns. Yeah, all right. So, yes, if it was a store like that, I just assume people have money. And if you have money, sometimes you forget money.
If it was a rich store, would you think that they actually left it in there as, like, a tip almost or something? Like, they almost intentionally left it in there? I feel like this might be something that the listener is probably debating. Is like, oh, maybe they left it because they just, you know, fuck it. Yeah,
brighten up your day.
Yeah.
Here's, like, $1,000.
Oh, God.
It's life-changing right there.
Right?
Like... How many zeros? Three?
Good God. I'm going to eat for a month.
Get the boot off my car. Get the cat out of jail.
You said get the cat out of jail?
Yeah, of course.
I hawked the cat.
I pawned the kitty. So anyway. Put the money aside.
Mm-hmm.
Go after it later. When nobody's around.
Yep.
It's yours.
Yeah, after 3 days, I'd say you're clear. But leave it there for a week, just be safe.
Mm-hmm.
They might come back the following Monday, like, oh, I only make my mall trips on Mondays. Meanwhile, you already spent it.
Yeah.
You know, 1G goes quick.
1G.
1G.
It actually does. All right, well, thank you again.
You ready for the next submission? It seems like you are.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hey, Tabby and Mike. I banged 5 girls in 2 weeks. Everything is opening up and I'm slaying. Nice. Maybe a little too much. I've got crabs. I didn't know that was a real thing. I feel like I'm about to settle down with number 5.
Oh, boy. Don't even give her a name. Don't give her a name.
I've got the medication and I'm getting better. I don't feel like I want to tell her about it. I'll message everyone else, but I don't want her to think I'm gross. Thoughts? Thank you so much for the submission.
Thank you.
The way that's written was so choppy.
Personally, I want to thank you. They got crabs. They got a lot on their mind.
That's
they
true.
They probably left and
They're
came back.
They're juggling 5 girls.
Yes. Crabs.
Crabs.
A career. A mortgage. Yeah, it's crazy time.
Good job at Kinko's.
Ooh, first of all, 5 different vagoons in
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay, so 14 days. Okay. So almost, almost
what's it average out to?
A new one ever, like, every 3 days? Maybe a little 3.75 or something? 2.75? That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
That's hard work.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good. That's but you got crabs, so obviously you weren't being safe. Well, I don't know if a condom can protect from crabs, to be honest. Probably not.
Well, they don't. They do not.
Oh, you know this.
Well, yes.
So what happens is it latches to your... Oh, please.
I watched
something, so tell us.
An episode of Jackass, actually.
Uh-huh.
Where all the guys got together and shaved their pubic hair.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy had crabs and didn't know it.
Ah.
And they were going to paste the pubic hair on one guy's face. But then they found out that there was crabs in there. And then I think they still did it anyway.
How did they find out?
They saw it. You can see crabs. You didn't know that?
I heard you could. I don't know what I'm expecting to see.
Little crustaceans just down
there. No. They can't really be crab-looking things.
I think they're almost like little mites. Yeah, like little red...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did you not notice?
Well,
how do you think that having little bugs down there is what everybody else is going through, too?
Do you know what everybody else is going through?
I assume my norm...
Uh-huh.
Is at least the lowest bar set. Has to be. No bugs, uh-huh. Clean, smell-free on most occasions.
There you go.
Like, those are the bars.
Those are the bars.
If I see something moving...
You don't see it moving. Like, if you were to...
You just said little mites.
No, I'm saying, like, if you
mites.
Were to pick your pubic hair up and look at it, you would see little things crawling around.
If you sat on the toilet for, like, 20 minutes, you don't think you're going to see a little...
No, not
maybe. What if it walks on your leg?
Not enough to catch your eye. They're not going to do your leg. They need, like, thickets. Thickets of hair. That's why all you have to do is shave, and they're good to go.
That can't be true.
I think so.
Well, considering you're taking your information from an episode of Jackass, I thought maybe you watched, like, a documentary or something, but you don't know.
Who has the time for documentaries?
I don't. But I did have the time to rewatch John Mulaney's stand-up that I've seen like 4 times, so it's
Which one?
The original. Oh, no, not the original. The latest one. And I skipped right through like a whole part of it.
The Street Smart one?
Yeah.
Okay. That was bad. Mm-hmm. His earlier ones were better.
Better. Much better,
okay.
I think. Yeah. But still good for what it was.
Yeah.
You know, he's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think I struggle with him.
That he's entertaining?
That, like, when most of the time when I watch stand-up, it usually feels like a person is genuinely, authentically being themselves, telling you stories about their life.
Oh.
Whether they're actually true or not, you know, you just feel as though they're not putting on a show. Whereas I think John Mulaney is up there, he's putting on a show.
Well,
like, he's an entertainer,
you know? Yeah, but he's been, like, a writer for, like, SNL
right,
and stuff,
that's what I mean.
Like,
so it's different from him, you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's literally writing out an entire segment, whereas I think, like, the other stand-up comedians are also doing that, but it's...
They're just, they're pretty much like Taylor Tomlinson, first of all, fantastic.
Oh, hilarious.
She's so good.
So funny.
But, yeah, I feel like she's just, like, a comedian.
She's up there just telling you stories about her life, whether they're fabricated or whatever. You don't feel that way, but I think when John Mulaney's up there, you know he's putting on a character for you. Like, this isn't anywhere probably near who he is in real life. So crabs. Banging 5 girls in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Those are Chamberlain numbers.
Staggering. If I may, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but you were up there at some point.
I was putting some numbers in.
Mm-hmm. You're laying
Mama
down
took
some
a
tram.
Mm-hmm. Mama took some time off. Mama's about to get back in the game, though.
Mm-hmm. Had to get
about
your
time.
Had to rotate your lips. Get them puts the word tread in those tires, you're gross.
I had to do a little pit stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, yeah, that's a good time. I got
an oil leak down here. I don't know if you know about this. See this? This is just busted. I'm going to throw this away.
We're replacing the curtains.
Yeah, exactly.
The meat curtains.
Oh, her asshole is shot.
Yeah, that's never coming back. Once you blow that out, you can't get it back in. Let me tell you that.
Your asshole or your curtains?
Both.
Oh.
Never blow dry the curtains. Try not to blow out your asshole.
Try not to.
I mean, it's almost inevitable at some point or another, right?
I almost did one time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. I mean, it's gross, but I'll tell it. I was.
Enjoy. You needed an invitation. You're like, okay.
I was storing up a duke, right?
Yeah.
For like the whole day.
Yeah.
This was gonna be like a prize duke, like a carnival. Yeah. Like, it was gonna be spectacular. Mm-hmm. So I sit on the toilet, and it starts to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. You're turtle hunting.
Yes, and then I sneeze.
Oh wow! Plot
and
twist.
It just flies out of me, hurts a bunch, and then like I got no pleasure out of it. And, like, that was it. Like, that was the end of it. Devastated.
So when you have a good shit, it feels good?
Tears.
Tabby. A pleasure.
There's tears coming out of the side of my... It's... When you give birth...
Yeah.
You'll know what it feels like.
As if I've never taken a shit.
No, but you never take, like, a dude shit.
No, and I never will.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never give birth to a baby, so you won't know.
I mean, we don't know what the world holds.
Well, you're right, so maybe I could take a dude shit. Here's what I'm trying to say here. don't derail me.
Okay, sorry.
You said something that's piqued my interest.
Uh-huh.
So you, tears of joy, of pleasure, come from you.
Oh my God, don't you even associate this with me getting railed. Yeah. No. Getting tired
tears
of us ending
of
here.
Joy of pleasure, the man said.
Almost three
but
full seasons.
But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to find his prostate. He refuses to.
Almost three full seasons, and somehow, at least like three times a year, we wind up here.
More.
Yeah, we can't do this anymore.
Yes.
I'm gonna get a restraining order
on you. You just said that it felt so good to take a shit like that. Yes. Don't you think it would feel good to have stimulation up there as well?
No.
It's to see, you're just being arrogant. You're just being ignorant.
No, yeah.
You're just being ignorant.
Look at silly Mike doesn't want things up his ass.
But you want things crazy to leave your ass.
Yes, rapidly. But yeah. Not too rapidly.
So, anal beads would be a solution for you.
Benoit.
I don't know what that means.
Benoit balls.
What?
Anal beads, they're called Benoit balls, just so you know. That's the professional term of them.
Since when?
Since ever.
I've never heard this.
Well, you can Googs it when we're done.
Okay.
Okay.
So either way, anal beads would be what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You can pull them out rapidly. And it would give you pleasure. During sex, you said you and I quote, tears of joy stream down your face.
A Creed song. I know we keep
with an asshole wide open.
Exactly. So wait. With those balls, if I'm
anal beads,
Benoit balls. You put them up your butt, be like before the action happens, and then you rip it out like a lawnmower later.
No, you use it like a dildo, in and out, in and out.
What?
You heard what I said.
I did, but I thought you just like popped them in, like you're loading in bullets into like a cartridge.
No, that would be that has a name. When you just put, like, a butt plug.
Yeah,
sorry,
like,
that escaped me. I don't know how that left.
So you literally just feed the balls into your butt with a dildo.
Not with a dildo.
Oh, you said that.
No, I said it's like a dildo.
Oh, but
it's an in and out action.
What, the balls?
The anal beads, yeah. You're going to want to put them in and out. And out.
You have to
in and out. You got to get them deeper and then pull them out and then see how many balls deep you can go.
Yeah.
I think that's where the term originated, balls deep.
No.
Not from men's balls.
No.
Just touching them. Come on.
No.
Just makes more sense, and those cents make dollars now.
No. You didn't watch Hamilton, did you?
No.
Yeah, he talked about
that. He coined.
Yes.
Balls deep.
Mm-hmm. Right before he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Don't quote me on that. He was hammering some prostitute.
Oh, my God.
Yes. His bifocals fell off. He fell further into her. thereby causing his natticles to slap against her ass, and he said, My word, I've gone balls deep. And she said, come again? And then it just took off after that.
Right. So the woman he was sleeping with, she spread the word.
Yes.
She said,
Alexander Hamilton
was then, balls deep in me last night. He dropped his bifocals.
Yes.
He tripped, slipped, and was exactly. balls deep.
Yes.
In my vajoon.
Mm-hmm. He said, cervix be damned, and went as far as he could go.
Huh. You know, I know a few people who were diehard Hamilton fans. I'll check in with them about that.
Please. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was near the second act, right after the matinee.
Mm-hmm. Let's not get too far
yep.
from where we are.
Okay.
And that is you,
mm-hmm.
a beautiful set of anal beads.
Mm-hmm. Benoit balls. Yes. Yes.
And the pleasure that you're missing out on.
Silver. I want sterling silver.
I'll buy them for you.
That's a
if
lot
you
of
promised
silver.
Me that you'd use them, I'd buy them.
Have you bought me a set of silver balls?
It's not a set. I don't know what you think. Anal like, beads, they're all like on a
yeah,
so
on
they're
a
like
string.
They're on a stick.
I feel not a stick.
Yes,
it's
they
a
have
rope.
Them on sticks. Some of them are on ropes.
Oh, why would you ever
that's
do sticks?
That's for the. You're not. Okay, picture a thin dildo.
I'm thinking like a slap bracelet.
No.
Okay.
That's great though.
Okay.
Slap it into the asshole.
Gross.
No. You picture like a thin, like about like that thick, yeah. right? And then around, not thinner. And
okay,
then around,
thank you. That was the size of a baseball bat.
And then around it,
mm-hmm.
there's a small ball, and then a little bit bigger, 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 and a little bit bigger, all the way until it gets like the big ass fucking fat ball at the end.
Like a handle.
You
like
would, a, yeah, you use it as a handle.
Like a musketeer. Like,
I think at the end it has
sword.
Like a little loop. So you do get it
uh-huh.
balls deep,
uh-huh.
as Alexander Hamilton would say.
Yes.
Then you can pull it out. You know what I mean? You don't have to. You can get that last asshole ball in there. So, essentially, you know uh-huh. what I mean? It's, if it's on a string, it's much harder to get it in there. You got to feed it.
That's what I thought.
No, it's a pain in the ass.
I think that's where we're gonna. That's where we're gonna end. You gotta go off on top. Just leave it alone.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We just want to take a moment to thank all the protesters, all the frontline workers, all the essential workers, all the everybody's everywhere doing everything. We love you. We support you. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to Google Benoit balls. Hey, everybody. This is Mike. I just want to draw attention to an organization doing things for some good people out there. It's called Shawls for Shelters. Tabby, what's the Instagram?
It's actually Shawls, the number 4, Shelters.
Okay, and that actually is the website, too. Shawls, the number 4, Shelters.org. They're helping support and raise awareness for the homeless population, so give them a look up.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.